I just came back from an archaeological project where I was camp cook. I was a grill cook and baker years ago, and making dinner over a fire pit and camp stove is my idea of a fun time. Fixing food for friends gathered for a good cause and common purpose is a noble thing. Under field conditions, cooking for a large group tests your skills and ingenuity. People working in the elements are a hungry lot, and rarely will a cook get a more appreciative audience. I believe cooking is a spiritual practice. It's the closest thing we have to working magic on a daily basis. We take raw materials and create something greater than the sum of its parts. Families cooking in a barn raising fix hearty meals meant to give sustenance and endurance to strong hands. Mourners preparing food for a wake know that no one there is hungry. The act of cooking is its own form of consolation, an end unto itself. Lovers prepare simple late-night dinners that express their desire, warm, steamy dishes that melt in the mouth and close the eyes with pleasure. Several years ago, I saw an exhibit of ceremonial items from India. In the collection was a set of cooking utensils, everyday kitchen items that were only used to prepare sacred meals. I love this idea, the relationship between the preparer and the food, the cook's role in the ceremony, performing their own secret rites. When I was a cook, several of my cohort would fast a few times a year. It deepened their relationship with food. A well-managed hunger makes you a better cook. Your attention is focused on the gas flame and rich spices. The act of cooking is its own form of nourishment. I'll tell you a secret. The reason the cook always eats last is not from duty to the guests. It's because the cook is already satisfied. With a perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.